Hi, this is Scott Bradshaw again, and I'm here to discuss the third post in the Language of the Universe series called The Practice. In part two of this series, we discussed how the act of conscious creation frequently produces the opposite of the desired result. This begs the question that the most common result of creating our life is to produce the opposite effect of what we desire. Is there a way we can change this result? Essentially, our brain and body has a wonderful built-in mechanism that creates habits out of routine thoughts, actions, and or feelings. This mechanism allows us to talk, play musical instruments, type on a keyboard, tie our shoes, and it even controls our breathing, heartbeat, immune system functions, assimilation of food, hormone production, metabolism, etc. Without this mechanism, life as we know it would be impossible. Humans simply could not exist, nor could any higher level form of life. The habitual nature of our thoughts and our inability to control those is not due to our weak willpower to change them or a flaw in our personality. It is due to the powerful forces of evolution as they take over routine activities, freeing up our mind to focus on higher and higher levels of thought. This is far from a weakness. Our habitual thoughts and feelings are driven by a highly sophisticated, interlocking, self-supporting, natural physical cycle that connects neural networks in our brain to our cellular biochemistry. And this cycle is 100% supported and maintained by physical addiction. An addiction, in fact, to the most powerful drugs on the planet, our body's own neurochemicals. In the distant past, this system served mankind quite well. However, today we face a worldwide addiction to cortisol, a natural hormone produced by the brain. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and it controls what we think of as the fight or flight response produced when we're in threatening situations. To the caveman, a threat from a saber-toothed tiger initiated a hormonal cascade in the body that prepared it to fight the tiger or to flee from it, hopefully to flee. This physiological response heightens certain physical abilities by redirecting blood flow away from vital areas to muscles and to the heart and to lungs. It also directed internal energies away from immediate needs such as immune system functions and indigestion. These energies didn't dissipate, however, but they were redirected elsewhere in the body as blood pressure went up, breathing increased, blood sugar increased to provide more fuel to the muscles, reflex responses accelerated, among many other physiological changes. The body generally prepared itself to fight or to flee. The fight or the fleeing itself that was certain to follow reduced the cortisol in the body, thus helping the body to return to a more normal function. But things are different in the world today. We don't fight tigers. But we do fight customers, spouses, bosses, parents, children, and the guy in the car next to us. Of course, we don't really fight them, but threats from them are treated just the same way, biologically, as if that tiger was about to eat you. Your cortisol levels increase, and you physiologically prepare to fight or flee, whether or not you consciously realize it. Unfortunately, in the boardroom, at the water cooler, or in our car, we can't fight and we can't flee, so our cortisol levels don't return to normal very quickly. Instead, they stay elevated. In time, our cells become addicted to the neurochemicals that cortisol controls, and when our cells do not get their chemical fixed often enough, the brain initiates stressful thoughts and feelings and memories designed to produce more cortisol, locking us, all of us, into a permanent, chemically dependent state of stress. As a result, in our world, what was meant to be a short-term, one-time biological adjustment becomes chronic. Our blood pressure stays elevated. Our blood sugar levels stay elevated. Our immune system response stays chronically weakened. The blood flow to our brain stays diminished, and it becomes difficult to concentrate. And our muscles feel tense and start to hurt because cortisol also controls inflammation. High blood pressure or heart disease, elevated blood sugar levels, diabetes, lack of concentration, and joint pain. Do any of these sound familiar? This is the world we live in. It is brought on by stress, chronic stress. When homeostasis, the desired physiological condition of the body, becomes an unrealized state, we start to suffer mentally, emotionally, and physically. Chronic stress affects our thoughts, our emotions, and our bodies. If you're into holistic medicine, then you realize that stress is the holistic disease. And it, stress, controls the state of humanity at the present moment. Unfortunately, the state of being, with its associated dependencies, thoughts, feelings, and memories, creates the very reality around us through the action of the creatrix, a reality which most of us want to change. It's very hard to break the stress cycle that is so prevalent in today's world. There is a lot working against us. Can we overcome this cycle? Is it possible? Yes, definitely. Is it worth it? Absolutely. It really isn't hard. But it does take commitment, it takes time, and it takes effort. This is not a only 20 minutes a day and change your life forever online infomercial. This isn't a scam, and I'm not selling snake oil. There is no magic bullet here, nor do I believe in magic bullets. This is, however, reality, the way things really work. I'd love to tell you that in only 5 minutes a day, you too can become a billionaire, marry a supermodel, and have the body of a superhero. I'd love to tell you that, but it isn't true. However, what is true is that our life, our world, and our reality is totally within our control completely. The only thing stopping you from having everything you've ever dreamed of is simply the right knowledge and application of it. We can divide this knowledge into three primary areas. One, how the creatrix speaks to us. Two, how we communicate to it. And three, how the mechanism of inertia works in our lives. Once we fully grasp the nuances of these things, it's just a matter of building a plan of action and executing it. When we do this, when we make this commitment and put forth the effort, life stops being hard. And life, yes, I'll go so far as to say it, life becomes magical. To create a magical life, a fairy tale existence, there are several approaches we can take. We can, one, learn ways to circumvent the stress response and the resultant hormonal cascade that rampages through our body. We can, two, employ methods and techniques to mitigate the turbulence produced by the creatrix. And we can, three, overwhelm the creatrix with consciously directed thoughts and feelings, superseding the subconsciously produced ones. Medical science and recent discoveries related to both the human brain and heart have provided us technological ways to circumvent the stress response. Most of these work to turn off the part of the brain that produces cortisol and activate the parts of the brain that produce serotonin and other needed biochemicals. In addition to providing a needed rest from the chronic overproduction of cortisol, it also allows our body to start to produce new, healthier, and happier internal chemical addictions. Most importantly, it breaks the cycle of negative thoughts and emotions that confuse the creatrix. In short, it clarifies our intent and communication to the universe and produces more consistent, desirable events in our lives. By further dissecting the language of the universe, we find simple techniques that we can employ throughout the day to mitigate the turbulence from the creatrix. These techniques are, in essence, the other side of the coin to the act of circumventing the stress response. While technologies can be used to break the stress cycle and eliminate negative thoughts and feelings, these techniques provide ways for us to maintain more positive thoughts and emotions throughout the day. There are also simple modifications we can make to our daily visualizations, which can help us overwhelm the creatrix through careful use of appropriate submodalities, emotional anchors, affirmations, and many other techniques. These techniques are really nothing more than learning to speak the language of the universe more powerfully. Each of these approaches, circumventing the stress response, mitigating turbulence, and overwhelming the creatrix, and their applied techniques will be presented in greater detail in future Lotus Series posts.